We're joined right now by Woody Rogers. He's with Tire Rack. He's a product information specialist with Tire Rack, a really knowledgeable guy about tires who engages in tire testing and just the dynamics of what tires can do for your vehicle. Woody, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Talk a little bit about tire testing in general. I mean, most people know tires as being round rubber things, and that's about the extent of it. But give us some sense of tire testing and what they really do for the car.
Well, yeah, you know, it is easy to think of tires as just round black things that protect your wheels and cushion the ride, but they're so integral, really, in your vehicle going safely down the road. They translate every input you give to the vehicle into the action that your vehicle actually does. They turn the car, they stop the car, they get you moving in whatever weather condition or road conditions you happen to be driving on, all the while surviving everything you put them through and drive them over, and they do it happily for 40 to even as high as 80 or 90,000 miles with some tires. As long as you keep air in them and keep your vehicle aligned, they will be there for you. They do some amazing, amazing things.
Right. They do all that oftentimes with a lot of neglect, with people paying very, very little attention to their tires whatsoever, not even putting air in them these days. And of course, the absence of full service gas stations makes that more prevalent than ever. Let's talk a little bit about an interesting test you recently did, and it's available at TireRack.com online, a really interesting video, about all-season tires being used in the winter. Of course, all-season implies that they could be used in the winter, but they're not certainly as good for winter as a dedicated winter tire. Talk about a bit about the philosophy of the test and then what you found out.
Sure. I mean, you, as you said in the setup there, I mean, all-season tires imply using them in all seasons, no matter where in the spectrum from north to south that you are. They typically have an M+S or mud and snow designation on the sidewall that its origins date back to the 70s. But believe it or not, that is not a performance indicator whatsoever. It's simply a formula based on the gaps in the tread pattern. And there's a certain minimum requirement for the number of gaps and their orientation in these notches or slits or grooves that are in the tire. And it's actually a very, very low hurdle, but it has nothing to do with how well the tire actually works if you are driving through the snow or would happen to be off in the farm field driving in the mud. So maybe 15 years ago, there was a new designation that came from a standardized test that really was designed for winter tires, that they would achieve a high enough level of startup traction to get you moving in the snow. And back in the old days, only true dedicated winter tires, dare I call them snow tires, but they're really more for the winter season, could achieve that threshold. But tire technology moves on, and maybe 5 or 6 years ago, we began to see some all-terrain tires for your truck or big SUV that could actually achieve this designation. And the little merit badge or the ID you'll see on the sidewall of the tire is called the Three Peak Mountain Snowflake. It's a little outline of a three-peaked mountain with a snowflake in the center of it. And that's always been on winter tires if you've looked closely at those. As I say, it's on some of the all-terrain tires that are coming out now. And just recently, we've began to see a few really regular all-season tires for passenger cars or little CUVs that are able to achieve this threshold and now have this symbol on them. No matter what I will say about these all-season tires, which is the center of the test we're talking about, or those all-terrain tires, none of them are as good as a real winter tire. There's just no way in the snow they can get there. But they are marching ever closer to that, and that's what really makes this segment kind of interesting to me, and really was the kind of the foundation for our test. We had several tires come into our product portfolio that have this symbol, and we wanted to test them against one of the best tires for snow traction that's in the same category. tires that are meant to last 40 to 60,000 miles, deliver smooth, quiet ride, deliver reasonable wet traction, and also now have this high level of snow traction. So that was the foundation of the four tires we put side by side in this comparison test.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense to do this, and tire technology does march on, interesting things are being developed every year on that score. What were the tires you tested, and how did you go about testing them?
Well, in alphabetical order, it's the brand new this year Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready, also new in the market, the Michelin Cross Climate Plus, kind of our established reference tire, which doesn't have the symbol, but we've found has very good snow traction, is the Pirelli Cinturato P7 All Season Plus. And then the final tire, new this year, does have the mark, is the Vredestein Quadtrac 5. Not a household name with that Vredestein brand, but they've been around in Europe for quite a long time.
Right. And don't ask me to spell it, but it is a cool tire. So
yeah, right.
You went to a kind of an exotic locale to do the testing. Talk about that and then what you found.
Sure. I will elaborate it just a little bit. We put these tires through our standard battery of tests for every tire we compare here at Tire Rack. So it started last summer driving on a loop of public roads right here around our headquarters in Indiana, so we could evaluate the ride, the noise quality, you know, is it smooth and quiet or loud and rough, as well as how does it drive in traffic. We also put all four of these tires on our test track, which is right outside our front door, to see how well they perform in an emergency situation, both in the dry and in the wet. And we put over 100 people through that evaluation and took all of their input, plus captured some data. So that went through that battery, but then we took these tires to a dedicated winter testing facility this past February that's located in northern Sweden. And we went there. It is a fairly exotic, although very
rustic at the same way.
Environment, right? Yeah. Rustic, yes. Yeah, yes. Exactly. There aren't many people up there. We're just shy of the Arctic Circle in Sweden, but the combination of, you know, it's the low angle of the sun, limited daylight that time of the year. They get over 10 feet of snow every year where we are. So it's just this steady refresh of snow, but the temperature isn't too cold. And it makes for just perfect, steady, day in, day out winter conditions that apply kind of to the broad swath of the winter snow belt in the U.S.
Right. So oddly, I've been there, and I know exactly what you mean. I did some car testing up there for one of the German brands a while back, and have experienced that sun hanging on the horizon for most of the day and very short days and very regular snow conditions, which is valuable for what you're testing for. So
exactly.
What'd you find out from this?
Well, we found out that all of the tires in the test delivered surprisingly good snow traction for all-season tires, and I'll keep looping back to that qualification. Doesn't quite make it to a winter tire, but among all-season tires, if snow traction is a big priority for you, any one of these four is going to deliver for you, and you're not able to use a dedicated winter tire on your car. Interestingly, another surprise that came out of it was the one tire that doesn't have the snowflake, Three Peak Mountain snowflake symbol, was right in there. It wasn't fourth out of four. I'd kind of put it, you know, second to third out of four, out of a tightly knit group, frankly, as far as snow traction.
So this was the Pirelli tire?
Yeah.
And
yep.
Why do you think they don't have the mud and snow, the M plus S designation?
Well, it does have M plus S. It's the Three Peak Mountain snowflake symbol have. And the, you know, we just had the R&D group from Pirelli visiting Tire Rack yesterday, in fact, and we were talking a lot about this specific tire and whether it had the mark or not. And the test to get that symbol is a very, very specific test under very specific conditions that looks at the force, like the pushing force that the tire can generate under very specific conditions. And, you know, they're not comfortable putting the mark on the tire because snow is a variable thing. You know, today's snow, it might make it, but tomorrow's snow conditions, it might not. But that doesn't always translate over to driving a car around which is different than the test, frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, our testing was really geared around evaluating how these tires perform on a car, driving it the way a consumer would. So we leave traction control on and we try to accelerate. How long does it take to get up to 12 miles an hour? Then we do, using the ABS brakes, how long does it take to stop from 25 miles an hour? And we measure that distance. Then we also drive the car around the handling course, which takes into account turning and slowing down, or accelerating and turning, and kind of all those dynamics. The official test is simply spin the tires and feel how much force the tire can generate, accelerating the mass of the vehicle. And that's just a small little moment in time as you get moving. It's not actually driving across an intersection or trying to stop because there's an incident in front of you, or driving around a curvy road like we were doing during our test parameter. So like we do with all of our testing, we try to structure the test format really like a person will drive in the real world, not necessarily a scientific test that you can repeat in a laboratory.
That was part one of our interview with Woody Rogers of Tire Rack. To hear part two, click on the second file. This is America on the Road on Driving Today.